Reading.
Johannesburg Wildlife Clinic saves animals hurt in city. Johannesburg, AP. At the edge of sprawling Johannesburg suburbs, a veterinary hospital is saving the lives of wildlife on the urban fringes. I'd love to be in the bush, but I get more cases here, said veterinary rehabilitation specialist Nikki Wright. Wright founded the hospital 2 years ago with veterinarian Dr. Karen Lorenz, and since then has treated about 4,000 animals. With the expansion of Pretoria and Johannesburg, South Africa's capital city and its economic center, the animals indigenous to the region are being squeezed out by the rapid urbanization. The wildlife hospital mainly treats small mammals and raptors that are injured. There are about 160 animals on the small premises now, including half a dozen leopard tortoises, a toothless 12-foot python, and an otter that was taken far from her natural habitat when someone tried to domesticate her as a pet. A Johannesburg resident arrives at the hospital carrying a gray lory in a cage made for a much smaller domesticated bird. He found the large bird in the garden, attacked by his dogs, unable to fly after its tail and wing feathers were plucked out. Like in any hospital, nurse Alicia Abbott opens a file and transfers the new patient to a more comfortable setting so its treatment may begin. Most of the cages in the hospital are covered with towels to block the electric light from disturbing the animals. Along with physical injuries, many of them also suffer from trauma. Some species, like the endangered pangolin, show visible signs of post-traumatic stress disorder when they hear a male human voice or smell cigarette smoke, a reminder of the poachers who hunt them, said Wright.